Welcome to the Molding Health Show. Our goal is to leverage the wisdom and experience of healthcare practitioners to set you on a path of self-discovery and healing. These insights, coupled with a multidisciplinary approach to each area of interest, should provide an invaluable resource to everyone looking for a better approach to health. In this episode, we speak to Simone Poppleton, a registered counselor based in Four Ways, Johannesburg, South Africa. She discusses the topic of couples counseling with us from a registered counselor perspective.
All right. So welcome to the show. Simone, how are you today?
Hello, Shaz. Thank you for having me. I'm doing very well. It's always lovely to see you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So for those of us just joining us today, Simone and I are going to be discussing couples counseling and specifically what amazing benefits you can get by working with a registered counselor. So Simone, what is couples counseling exactly in your view?
So couples counseling is a particular branch of counseling. It's a kind of specialized area and focus in which trained therapists, trained counselors are going to be working with the romantic relationship with the couple. They're going to essentially be trying to guide that couple from moving from a space of some kind of rupture that's happened in the relationship to some kind of repaired, reconnected space.
Okay, so basically, you know, what you're saying is why people would seek out assistance around couples counseling is because something's not right in the relationship. Now, are there any other reasons that people might seek out assistance around couples counseling?
Yes. So obviously, you know, that would be the often the crisis management point that some couples might reach where things are not going well and they are needing an external mediator is often the language that couples will use. We need somebody in the room who can mediate what's happening between us. But there are couples who also use counseling more proactively. And it's more of a process of going, we want to maintain the healthiness of the relationship that we currently have. And so they're seeking it more, much like any car service needing a service, a relationship would need the same. I think it's also recommended, just one of the things I would also specifically do something like pre-marriage counseling. So that's also an aspect of couples counseling in which a couple is preparing for the next chapter, preparing for marriage. That's a lot more of a guided experience as well. There's obviously certain things that need to be spoken about leading up to something like their wedding and their marriage. And so it's also a very proactive response to counseling.
Yeah, no, I must admit that premarital counseling is a lifesaver, especially when there's arguments about the table seating at the wedding, you know, Aunt Sophie coming through that nobody remembers. So, no, I definitely get the idea that, you know, so it can be more to repair a relationship or to just help maintain a relationship and in some cases prepare a relationship for the next phase. So exactly. What would a patient, you know, what could a patient expect from, you know, the couples counseling process? Yes. You know, is there a specific therapeutic plan that they would kind of be put on depending on where they are?
Yeah. I think that very much depends on the registered counselor's approach to couples counseling and the training that they have. So I'll speak from my experience just because I'm obviously very passionate about the way that I specifically work with couples. And so it's also important for couples to know that as they're doing their discovery and research. So the way that couples will find my approach is that it's very connection orientated. So in my sessions, it is more of a semi-structured guided experience. I call myself the couple's guide, and because I regard them ultimately as the experts of their relationship, but I'm there to guide them perhaps with different questions, different ways of thinking. I am teaching them how to be present with one another again. And so mine is a more guided kind of semi-structured program that I developed. I felt that couples were often getting stuck in couples counseling or treating it as if it was almost one way, kind of a way to meet in the week, but they weren't necessarily doing a lot with it during the rest of the week. And so I felt that having some kind of program meant that we were all kind of committed. We'd invested in the process. We were also moving through it, which matched my more transformational approach to couples counseling. There's also homework that they will receive. So it keeps them linked between the sessions so that they feel as if they're actually applying what we learn in the session between the weeks. And then obviously I'm able to get that feedback immediately in the next week. How did that work? What didn't work? And then we learn the next relational concept and we kind of scaffold and build the blocks in order to ensure that they have the relationship that they're longing for. And so that's the way that I predominantly work. But I also am very aware that that doesn't work for all couples, because sometimes there needs to be kind of more groundwork done before we can move into the more teaching guided process. And so, you know, during that intake session is where I'll make that decision of whether we're going to follow a little bit more of that structured approach or whether I'm going to need to do a little bit more work beforehand to get them there. So that might mean we do individual work before. It might mean that I kind of take what happens in the session and focus on what shows up. So there's space for both.
That's absolutely amazing. So, you know, basically, if you really break that down, you are almost like the hero's guide. The couple is the hero, but you're the one kind of guiding them through the challenges and adventures that they might face and kind of teaching them that, you know, you need to do this together. Otherwise, you're not going to reach that end goal. That is an absolutely amazing way of putting it, that, you know, you are the guide for a couple rather than you are the instructor or the professor, or, you know, you're guiding them, you know, where, and you obviously lean into what they're telling you in order to be able to help guide that. That is an absolutely phenomenal approach. So how long would couples normally remain in couples counseling?
Yeah. I just want to touch on what you said, because I really connect with that exactly, that hero's guide. I do call it the hero's journey, because that's very much what they're going on as a couple. And it's also important to think that they often come into counseling thinking that their relationship is like a problem to be solved. But I really think that marriage and relationships are an adventure to be had. So it's about us going on a journey together, you know, me as their guide, almost like as if we're, you know, river rafting. My role is to kind of guide, but we're going to flow with where the water takes us as well. And sometimes it'll take us down another path, but we might just find something absolutely wonderful. So it's very an open process. Typically, couples will be in counseling, at least in the way that I work, from anything between 9 to 11 weeks. So that's just over 2 months, 2.5 to 3 months. I think it is important for couples to remember that, and I actually have a magic wand in my room, just to remind couples that this is not a magic process. You know, we don't just wave this wand as much as I wish many times that I could, and that everything's going to be fixed. Instead, it's going, this is an opportunity to go through a process and a journey, but it's also merely the beginning. You know, it really is saying now that we have the tools, they then have to keep applying that as a lifelong process. And that's why maintenance sessions are so important long after they finish the formal, you know, program approach. So whether that's once a month for some couples, sometimes it's, you know, every 3 months or 4 months, but it's just a sense of going, we touch base and we say, can we tweak this? What about this? This isn't working. This is going great, you know? And I really love it when couples do that.
I love that approach, because basically what it is, you know, here's the guide, but, you know, sometimes you go off course. So most people that know me know that I'm a huge geek and I'm a big gamer. So I tend to go off on tangents on side quests, and I would assume it's very similar with couples counseling. You know, although the main quest is to get to a ripe old age together and sit on the porch and, you know, reminisce about our years together, there are times where maybe we divert onto a side quest, and that's where those maintenance sessions would come in to just pull us back to the main quest, you know? So yeah, I love that analogy of come back for a maintenance session and, you know, touch base with your guide to go, okay, this really didn't work. You know, maybe we shouldn't have gone climbing up that mountain. Whereas, you know, this was phenomenal. You know, the Mai Tais on the beach were, so I really love that concept of, you know, it's not a one-stop shop. It's not a magic wand. You do have to work on it, and you have to remember to come back, you know, every now and then just to realign and make sure that you're still going in the same direction.
Absolutely. I love that.
So what would a couple be able to expect during couples counseling sessions? I mean, I know that you're taking them on a guided journey, but what would be kind of things that if somebody was to ask you coming in, you know, what can I expect in the next 9 or 11 weeks? What would you be able to advise?
So the intake session is always very important because during that time I gather and collect as much information as I can. And during that process, I will also then use that session as an opportunity to give almost a summarized view of going, this is what I'm noticing in this space. Is this correct? It's also important for me to ensure that I have got them and that I've heard them right. So it's a great opportunity for them to also assess whether my approach fits in and is in line with what the challenges or where they are. I also like to regard problems, if that's what they call them, as actually a time of transition. So couples will often hear me use the more language of abundance rather than language of deficit in our sessions. So rather than what you don't want, tell me what you do want so that we actually have an idea of where we're working toward. So I start modeling these ideas, these concepts very much from the beginning of our process. I will also use quite a lot of visualizations as a way for them just to connect out of the head and more inside the body. So they'll see that I'll ask them questions like, where do you feel that in your body? And at the very beginning, people find that a very difficult question. And often the answer is in my head. And it just gives me an idea and a reminder of how often we are very disconnected actually from our own bodies. But that's actually what we need to connect to be present with our partners. So it's very important for me that I also teach my clients how to actually be present with their own bodies. It's an incredibly rewarding experience where as we go through the weeks, couples start using the words that I've used with them, and they say that those are the words they're using at home together. I find that incredibly just a very rewarding thing. So they'll often find that in the intake, I'll get that information, I will summarize it, and then I will actually introduce them to my approach from the very first session, because I do think it's important for them to make an informed decision about my work. So during that time, I introduce them to something called the Connection Corner. It's very much the foundation of the way that I work, and it's about moving us from just kind of communication to actually being in communion with one another. So what that means is being fully present with your eyes, with your body, with your hands, sitting very close together. Very difficult for some couples. They haven't done that in a long time. And I kind of ask them, be brave with me. Like, just trust me, allow me to take you on this courageous journey. And I'm very grateful that they do allow me that. So I introduce them to that very early on. And it's a beautiful, powerful experience for many couples, just being in that close proximity. And so the way that I work is very much about teaching people the art of connection and that actual empathetic communication. So that's every single week, I'll teach you a concept of that. I will apply it to the relationship, depending on what we spoke about in that first session, and always end it off with some kind of homework that they have to do until I see them the next time.
So that's where the whole concept of rooted in love comes from. It's the root of what makes the relationship, and how do you connect those roots to actually grow with your partner instead of growing away from your partner. I love that. So is there any advice that you could give as a registered counselor to a person or a couple that might be considering couples counseling? You know, what would they kind of be looking at or thinking when you kind of start sitting there going, you know, maybe I need to think about going for couples counseling? It's never an easy thing. I mean, we all hear about it all the time in the movies. Oh, you know what? Okay, well, let's go for couples counseling. But at what point does it become more of that educated, okay, informed decision? We need to go for couples counseling because ABC, you know, what advice would you be able to give around that?
I think if you're starting to have any of those thoughts, my recommendation is to do it because those thoughts are there for a reason. And sometimes we reach a growth edge in our relationships that require us to get external additional assistance, support, guidance. And so rather than expecting that we need to be doing relationships, marriage on our own, we're not created as people to be kind of these silos. So even marriages or relationships don't exist just on their own. They're actually best done within the context of a village, essentially. So, kind of counseling is part of that village that comes along to support that process. And so my recommendation is to take that first step. It's brave. I always honor my clients for taking that first step of making a call, sending an email. It takes a lot of courage to and vulnerability to accept that you perhaps need to get additional support. Even if you're in a healthy space, it's easier to say, oh, but we're doing so well. So to actually take that leap of faith takes a lot of courage. And so I always honor my clients for that. And I think it, again, it is just important to get a sense of the, you know, as you're reading up, as you're doing that discovery time, really looking at what connects with you. You may not know a lot about counseling or about psychology or about the different theories, but as you read, just see what lands for you and go, oh, I really love the way he or she said that. That really connects with me. And that's often what I find couples, that's how they choose me, for example, is that they would have looked at different people and said, you said something like this on your website and that really connected with me. And that's why I chose you. You know, so it's often just that kind of organic process. And so my encouragement is to kind of trust that intuition. I don't believe in coincidences. So I think that, you know, clients and the counselor are very much chosen in many ways for each other. There's something about the way that I word things online, the fact that I am a little bit more semi-structured that does attract particular clients. And so I think trust that gut, trust your intuition.
I have to agree there. You know, that we always say you've got a gut instinct for a reason, and that does make a lot of sense. So if you're feeling in your gut that maybe you need a little bit of help or a little bit of guidance just to reconnect with your partner, then, you know, that would be kind of the time to start doing that discovery research to see, you know, is there somebody that I connect with or that my partner and I connect with that would be a good person to try and maybe see, can this person help us with that small gut feeling, you know, the tickle in the back of your throat of maybe, you know, we need a little bit of help. So couples counseling really in that aspect then would be about, you know, we need a little bit of help. This isn't, you know, we're on the brink of divorce. This is, you know, we just need some sort of help to keep the relationship kind of flourishing as opposed to pushing each other apart.
Exactly. That's right. I think I often regard relationships, marriage as being almost like you sit on, you know, as you're sailing, you're obviously sailing in a ship. And the difficult thing is that people don't realize that particularly with something like marriage, that you are having to sail and build your marriage ship at exactly the same time. We don't build this beautiful ship in the dry docks before we married and then we sail into the sunset. You're building and sailing at the same time. And so I think that sometimes couples get to the point where they realize the ship that has got us to this point served us well and it got us here. But maybe we need to rebuild the ship. Maybe there's some, you know, cracks. Maybe there's a leak in it. Maybe we just need to change the whole shape of it because we don't need such a big one anymore. You know, it's times of transitions that couples look and go, oh, you know, children have grown. We've just had our first child. We're moving country. There's a sense of going, there's change. So change the ship. And that's very much the way that I work of going, what is the kind of ship you want to build and where are we sailing to?
That's an absolutely amazing concept. So if somebody was looking to reach out to you and set up a session for them and their partner, you know, how would they get into contact with you?
They are welcome to contact me through my social media pages. All of my information is on there as well. So it is called Rooted in Love Counseling. And please feel free to email, WhatsApp, phone call, all of the above. And I really look forward to hearing from them.
Wonderful. So I will include all of your contact information in the session notes after this session. Are there any other areas of special interest for you? I mean, I know that you do coffee with a counselor. Could you give me a little bit more information on what that is and where that kind of targets people within the counseling spectrum? I know we're talking about couples counseling, but sometimes a couple doesn't necessarily have to be partners. It could be a parent and a child. Am I right?
Exactly. Absolutely. Thanks, Shaz. Yes. So I felt at a particular point that there was a need for a more social but still safe space in a very non-threatening or intimidating way for people to receive some kind of therapeutic input without it needing to be the more formal counseling style. And I felt that there was just this need for somebody to be maybe seeing a counselor without needing to be going to counseling. And so I created this Coffee with a Counselor. They often are aimed towards women. I suppose it's just because I have this passion for kind of being, you know, talking about real issues as a woman to woman. But obviously, you know, when I do particular more couple-based ones, everybody is welcome. And so, you know, there's different therapeutic themes to each of these workshops. We've done vision boards, we've done bullet journals. They do have some kind of activity, and there's always bottomless coffee. Obviously, during COVID, we then had to change those and they turned to more of an online space, webinar style. So that has a different feel, but it still has the same intention and heart of it. It's very much my heart project, where I'm able to connect with people in a lot more of a social way. I'm very passionate about speaking about mental health, about couples counseling. And I feel like there's such an opportunity for people to get to know what it's about in a way that doesn't feel intimidating. I also hope that it's a doorway. Sometimes people attend Coffee with the Counselor to get a sense of me, a sense of the space, and then feel a lot more comfortable to actually attend more formal counseling. So that's always an option for people as well.
So it's a safe space for people considering maybe we do need counseling to be in a more group casual environment to see, okay, is this the correct boat for us as a couple? Or, you know, maybe this is a little, I really love that concept of just having this function where, you know, if I'm thinking about counseling, that I can go, okay, well, you know, this looks interesting, and we can go and have coffee and we can chat, and, you know, we can talk to somebody else who might be going through the same. So in that aspect, although it's a guided counseling session, it's also giving couples the opportunity to maybe speak to other couples and see how maybe they resolved an issue that's coming up. I think it's an amazing concept. So yeah, it's a phenomenal idea. I've never heard of a counselor do it or a psychologist doing something like that. And it really just speaks to that idea of, you know, this is a really nice way to just see if this is a right fit for me.
Absolutely. Exactly. And I love the idea of them meeting others. I think there's been such sweet social and friendships that have blossomed from that space where people get to know each other and share vulnerably with what are initially really strangers. But there's something that really connects you when there's that me too moment. You know, you're sitting in a room of people you don't know, but suddenly there's a shared experience. And I always find that very, very empowering and very encouraging. It's also been great for me on the other side of that to also start collaborating with other practitioners who might specialize in certain things. So some of them are more just creative people. Some of them are actually counselors themselves. And we bring our strengths into that space. And that's been wonderful to also partner with other, you know, kind of female-owned businesses who are also looking to just empower people.
Well, thank you so much for that. I can't wait to hear more about some of the adventures that you go on during your time as a registered counselor. And we will put all the session notes up so that people know how to contact Simone at Rooted in Love Counseling. I think if you are ever having an issue or you think you might be having an issue, reach out. It's the best thing that you could do for your, you know, as a young couple, as a married couple, as an older couple, to just keep that bond together. So any closing thoughts from your side, Simone?
No, I think that we've been able to cover a lot of it. I think probably my last thing would just be to say that when I think of when I chose couples counseling specifically, I'd originally thought I was going to be working with children. And when I really thought about it, I realized that it was really the parents who have the most influence on a child's life. And, you know, in my individual work, obviously that comes through quite predominantly as well. And so I often say that the relational space between couples is actually where the relationship lives. It's not in each of them, but actually in the space they create between them. And it's also what I call the children's playground. And so it's just an encouragement of going, you know, be proactive, decide in the space that you want, you know, your young families to grow up in. And it's never too late. I think that's also important of going, it's never too late to make that decision to change the way that space feels for you as a couple. And even if there is 10% hope, I'll work with that.
That's absolutely phenomenal. Thank you so much for joining me today. And I can't wait to do another session with you. We'll meet for coffee and decide what our next topic would be. But thank you so much for today, Simone. Have a super afternoon.
Thank you so much, Jez. I look forward to our coffee.
Yes.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. As always, stay tuned and we'll speak to you in the next episode.